This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts, via remote. Federal authorities are worried about potential violence leading up to next week's presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
With just days until Joe Biden sworn in,
we are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
FBI Director Chris Wray says authorities are tracking calls for potential armed protests here in Washington and in state capitals nationwide.
That could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
Wray says the Capitol riot is likely to inspire others. States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has caused. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote safe opening of schools and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. At this hour, the world inches closer to the 2 million mark in coronavirus deaths, with the United States leading at almost 390,000, followed by Brazil at just over 207,000. This is VOA News. Britain's Supreme Court ruled Friday insurers must compensate small businesses forced into last year's initial coronavirus lockdown, potentially a total payout of $1.6 billion. The country's financial watchdog successfully appealed on behalf of the companies, arguing companies should be able to claim for the impact of last year's first COVID-19 lockdown, which ran from March to June. Venezuela will send oxygen to Brazil, where hospitals in the northern state of Amazonas will have run out of it to treat COVID-19 patients, Venezuela's foreign minister said in a tweet late Thursday. The announcement followed instructions given by President Nicolas Maduro. COVID-19 vaccine deliveries to Norway and Europe by U.S. pharma group Pfizer will be reduced as of next week, while the company ramps up production capacity, Norwegian health authorities said Friday. Norway's public health agency said in a statement, it is not immediately clear how long it will take for Pfizer to attain maximum production capacity, which will rise from 1.3 to 2 billion doses annually, end quote. In order to compensate for the reduction, Norway will use some of the vaccine doses it had put aside as a precaution when it received its first allotments. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte's government resigned Friday over a child benefits scandal, media reported, threatening political turmoil as the country battles the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of parents were wrongly accused by Dutch authorities of fraudulently claiming child allowance, with many of them forced to pay back large amounts of money and ending up in financial ruin. A strong, shallow earthquake has shaken Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, toppling homes and buildings, triggering landslides and killing at least 34 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Footage from Indonesian broadcaster TV1 shows a rescue operation underway at a collapsed hospital in West Sulawesi and one survivor being removed on a stretcher. There have been reports of many people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings and homes. The authorities say many hundreds of people were injured during the magnitude 6.2 quake, which sent people fleeing their homes in the darkness. Teams are still collecting information about the full scale of casualties and damage in the affected areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's defiant pledge to return to Moscow from Germany after surviving a poisoning attack puts the Kremlin in a major bind. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.